It's not like we need to remind you, but Syrians are also fleeing their country, seeking safety in Europe and North America. The Obama administration has pledged to resettle 10,000 Syrians in the U.S. by the end of September. Some Syrians have already been granted visas, not as refugees, but as visiting professors. One of them is now teaching at a university in New Jersey. Her husband and sons have come with her. Jason Strother has their story from Essex County, New Jersey.
When Yazan Al-Hajjari was a conservatory student in Damascus, his days were filled with classical music. Then came the Syrian uprising in 2011.
And then when the revolution started in Syria, I had to make a decision about what to choose.
He chose the revolution, both politically and musically, and he wrote this song. He says it's a satirical criticism of Syria's leaders. Al-Hajjari was detained a few times for speaking out against the Syrian regime, so after uploading the song to YouTube in 2012, he escaped to Lebanon. Now he lives in suburban New Jersey with his younger brother and parents, who are also artists.
Do you think you inherited some of your artistic skills from your mom?
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah.
Oh, thanks God. This is the first time he say that.
His mother, 55-year-old Jumana Jaber, creates 3D paintings that incorporate pieces of chairs. She says they're symbols of power in Syria.
The chair, the president, the boss, they say this is halal and this is not halal, you know? So you can do that, you can't do that. They control everything, you know? These people who sit in these chairs everywhere.
Jaber and her husband taught art at a university outside of Damascus, but as fighting broke out around the capital, the commute to work became impossible, and their university was attacked.
They threw a bomb on the university, and we took all the students to the basement, and some of my colleagues, they was killed. We lost, actually, more than 4 colleagues from the university.
Eventually, the family escaped to Lebanon. That's where Jaber was put in touch with faculty at Montclair State University, who offered her a teaching job. The family obtained visas with help from the New York-based Institute for International Education's Scholar Rescue Fund. It's helped resettle about 650 persecuted intellectuals since 2002, many from Iraq and Syria. When the family moved to New Jersey in 2013, Jaber says it took a little time to adjust.
Everything was new for me, new system, you know, everything here different little bit. But in general, the teaching process is similar everywhere, and the students, they are similar everywhere.
But their visas are temporary, and Jaber and her family are worried about their status here, especially after the massacre in Orlando and the rise in anti-Muslim rhetoric. They're now applying for refugee status. For now, Jaber says she feels free to create art that she never could have made in Syria. She shows me a self-portrait that depicts her with almost no hair.
This is a project I'm starting under name Chemotherapy and Chemical Weapons.
She says it juxtaposes her experience with breast cancer a decade ago with the Syrian government's attacks on its people now. As for her son Yazan, he's studying jazz performance at a local university, and he's working on new music.
It's kind of a transformation in my music because it's a serious message to pay tribute to the people who get killed in Syria in the revolution.
He hopes his music can express the experiences of Syrians back home, as well as those who've made it out. For The World, Jason Strother, Nutley, New Jersey.